Today's Shir Masechta Nida Daf Samachay. We will begin on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Amar Rav by Geres Nisan Olai L'Rishon. We learned in our previous Shir the Mishnah that taught us Machlokes Beisham Beis Hillel, but different women based on their age, based on their previous experience, the halacha is when they have their first bia. How long do we assume that the dam that they may see is from dam besulim? Teaches us the Gemara that when we speak about a begeris, we know a begeris is a girl who's 12 and a half. She became a narrow when she was 12 and brought shteisaris, as we'll speak about soon. 6 months later, she becomes a begeris. She only has laila rishon. And as the Mefarshim explained, the fact that she's older, the likelihood of it being of the dam being dam besulim diminishes. Comments the Gemara. Ahani milish le'rosa. When is there a halacha that we give the begeris the opportunity that they could do bio the entire first night after they're married? Only if she didn't have a riyah. Ava rosa, if there was a riyah, ein ela ela bilas mitzvah salai. They only do the bias mitzvah, and that is it. So the is a fundamental machlokas rishonim, which we'll see will be very relevant soon in the Gemara, to how to understand what the Gemara means with Hani Mili. Some rishonim explain that when the Gemara qualifies what Rav said, Begeris Nisan Olayla Rishon, it's Rav making that statement. And Rav is saying Begeris Nisan Olayla Rishon, but I'm qualifying that only if she didn't have a Riyah. Otherwise, if she had a riyah, she only gets the bilas mitzvah. Other rishonim say the Rav made a blanket statement by Geres Nisan Olayla Rishon, and that's it. It's the Gemara, not necessarily Rav, who is commenting. That's only if she didn't have a riyah. But if she had a riyah, then the halacha would be she gets bilas mitzvah. Ask the Gemara Maisa Meisvei. It says in a Braisa. That she was given four bias in the span of 12 months. That means, Pashup Shat, that the husband did bia with his wife and then went away, came back three months later, they did bia again, and so it happened. Although, the Farshim do point out that if there's 12 months, and Rashi says that there was bia every 3 months, so that in 9 months they would have had four bias. So we have to learn that there was more of an interval, explained the Rishonim. So ask the Gemara, Hechidami, exactly what is this price? What is the case that the price is speaking about? Elaim the Yavla Kula B'mei Katnas, that all of these bias were done while she was still a Katana. Ask the Gemara, have we not learned in yesterday's Shir that the Mishnah says, Achetuchya Makatanan, that as long as she hasn't been healed, she could have numerous bias. So why is it that she only gets to do four bias? Ella, it must be referring to situation, the Yavla Kula B'mei Naris, that all four of these bias took place while she was a Naris, while she was a Nara, that we learned in the Mishnah yesterday, that even Beis Hillel, who's the more lenient opinion, holds that she only gets four bias in the main Naris. Ask the Gemara, but how can we say that all four of these bias that had these intervals in between took place while she was a Nara? Naris, Yudeis Chodesh Mi'ikah, does the duration of the main Naris, could it be so long, 12 months? From Shmuel, haven't we learned many times that Shmuel taught us that Ein Bein Naris Labagris Elevav Chadoshim Bavad, the entire span of the main Naris is only 6 months. V'chitem, and if you'll argue, that what Shmuel means to say, that Naris is no less than 6 months, but it could be longer than 6 months, ask the Gemara, that isn't what Shmuel said. Shmuel says that there's only 6 months, not more and not less. So how can we say that there were four bias with this lapse between the bias when the entire Naris is only 6 months? Ella, says the Gemara, what must have happened? the Yavle Shtayim v'mei Katnas. Two of these bays took place while she was a Ketana. V'shtayim, and two more took place v'mei Naris. And nothing took place while she was a Begeris. Two and two. Ask the Gemara, how could that be pshat in this Braisa? We have Rav Chanina Bashalmi asking around the following question. That means, a girl got married when she was a ketana, and now she becomes a nara after they're already married. She becomes a nara while they're already married. Mahu. What will be the halacha with such a girl? To which Rav responded to him, all of the bias that take place during the days that she was a ketana, enan ela achas, are all considered one bia. Because, as we learned in the Mishnah, a ketana could have any amount of bias, achetichya maka. Baruch Lener makes a very interesting observation. The question that was posed by Rav Chinana to Rav wasn't about any individual. He just asked a question. He gives man a liroy's tachas ba'alam mahu. What's the halacha? To which the response was to him directly, kobil shatabayil. So he explains as follows. Rav understood that Rav Chinana, when he was asking the shayla, wasn't just asking a shayla. He was asking a shayla that was relevant to himself. And of course, but he didn't want to be so explicit about a tzniyistig issue, say it so explicitly. Rav, however, was concerned that even if he'll tell Rav Chinana, as we just learned, that you could be lenient and consider all of the bias that took place while she was a ketana as one bia, Rav Chinana still may be machmer. And say, yes, that's the halacha, but there's room to be machmer. But Rav felt that there's no need to be machmer at all. That's why Rav addressed him directly and said to him, "Kol bilo sh'ata boil, that you are boil, and alachas should be considered like one." V'ashar mashlim lo dalat ha'os, and then you could have three more during the days of Nara. But that isn't what we just said, because we just said two took place during the main Katnus and two took place during the main Naras. Ella says the Gemara, the Yavla. The way we must explain this braisa is that what happened here was achas b'mekatnas, there was one bia during the mekatnas, and as all the Rishonim explained, doesn't mean that there was only one bia. As we just explained a moment ago, all of the bias that take place during the mekatnas are considered one. Then there were two more, b'shtayim b'meinaris, v'achas b'meibagris. That's the way to understand the braisa that we began quoting on the bottom of that Samach Dal Raman Aleph, that Maisa. Now the Gemara makes its point. Says the Gemara as follows. Bishlam Begeris Ba'alma, if we'll say that a Begeris normally gets two bias, Yaven Loite, we normally give it two bias, so just like we learned a moment ago, Kehecha De'hani Katnas B'meimaris L'miftzul L'chadar, that even though normally, as we learned in the Mishnah, a nara, when she gets married, according to Beis Hillel, is entitled to four bias. But if she had bias while she was already ketana, that deducts one, and therefore she's only entitled to three, not to four. Ki heicha dahani katnas b'mei naris. Just like a girl who had bias while she was a ketana, accomplishes that when the bias that take place during the mei naris, l'miftz l'chada, one is deducted from the amount that she's normally entitled to, and therefore we'll say the same. We'll say that even though normally a begeris gets two bias after she's married, this girl, since she already had bias during the meinaris, we deduct one, the miftzachada. So the brisa works great. And that's why in this situation, the brisa said, she had one bia during the meinaris, during the meikatnas, two bias during the meinaris, and one more bia only during the meibagris, because this woman, given that she had bias during the meinaris, she loses one of the beers that she normally would have, because normally Begaris gets two. But if we started the shear early, Amit, we started the shear that Rav told us, that Begaris, the Amalai Yavina Lotfei, that a Begaris doesn't get more than one night, duam beer, so then why does the price, why are we saying that this price gives her the whole night? She shouldn't get the whole night, Lelesivla El Abilis Mitzvah, just the Bilis Mitzvah, and not the whole night. If we're saying that normally she gets the whole night, and because there were beers during the Meinaris, we deduct. What does deduct mean? We take it from a whole night, the Bilis Mitzvah. So how do we understand this Brisa, that she gets a whole night during the May Bagris? So all the Mepharshim ask a question here as well. The way we're saying that the Brisa, what we're saying now, the Brisa is teaching us, that she gets one beer when she's a Ketana, one beer meaning could be many beers. Then two beers during the May Katnaris, and one beer during the May Baris, and what Bagris, and what's that beer being called? Bilis Mitzvah. But ask Mepharshim, didn't we just learn yesterday that what is the definition of Bilis Mitzvah? Bilis Mitzvah means the first beer. This isn't the first beer. This is the fourth beer this girl is experiencing. Bilis Mitzvah is the first beer. So Mepharshim explained that since this girl is only now being, that some explain simply, that whenever you get one beer, it's called Bilis Mitzvah, even though it's not really a Bilis Mitzvah. Others say that since the purpose of the Bilis Mitzvah, as we said yesterday, is what? What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is pruruvu, and a girl normally will not get pregnant until she's a little more mature. So that's why this bias is called the bias mitzvah, because the previous bias might have gotten her married, but they wouldn't have necessarily produced a baby. This is a bias that's more likely to produce a child. So ask the Gemara again. Leis lel bias mitzvah sulai. Says the Gemara, the way to understand the brisa is, as we said it before, loyalim da'avla ax for mekatnas. There was only one beer during the mekatnas, the gimel, the meinaris. We asked if there was gimel the meinaris, how does the cheshbin work? Mi savrit kol tar kol klasi yarchadani. We learned that every 3 months they had relations. What happened here was kol tar trei yarchadani, which means as follows. She had numerous beers while she was a ketana, and as we keep on repeating, all of those beers lahalocha considered one. Then when she became a nara, she had one beer. 2 months later, another one. 2 months later, another one. And 2 months later, another one. So there's three beers all during the main naras. And this price has nothing to do with bagris. And the issue the Rav discussed that we began the shiur with, a beers during the main bagris, is not discussed in that price at all and has nothing to do with what Rav said. Says the Gemara, Minyamin Siknasa have a shock of Azal Asri the Shmuel. Minyamin Siknasa was traveling to the place where Shmuel was the Rav. Sova Lamevit Uvit Kavasei the Rav. He wanted a Paschal like Rav started the Shia today, that a Begeris gets the whole night, but he wanted to follow that Psak, a Filarosa. That even if during the first beer, the night that they got married, she has a Riyah, she could still have beers all night long. Amma, because he said, like polygraph, Rav did not differentiate Ben Rasa, Ben Le Rasa. So there are two ways of understanding the Gemara. One, and goes back to what we discussed at the beginning of this year. Some explain, as we said, the Rav himself qualified the halacha. And the Rav himself said that if she, that even if she, though a begeris, gets the entire first night. Rav said, that's only loy rasa. But if rasa, the halacha is different. Minyamin made a mistake in what Rav said, and that's why we're going to understand in a minute why he was punished. The other pshat we said at the beginning of the shir was that Rav himself never made this qualification. All Rav said was, a begeris gets the first night. It was the Gemara that made the qualification, the differentiation between Rasa and Loi Rasa. But what happened here is fascinating. So Minyamin didn't do anything wrong, because Minyamin heard his Rebbe Rav saying that a Begeris gets the entire first night. no qualification, rasa loy rasa, and he was prepared to follow what his Rebbe said. But his Rebbe should have made the qualification. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over tzaddikim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that Rav, even though he didn't say it, but should have said it, shouldn't be the cause for somebody to do the wrong thing. So what happened? He died. To prevent that Rav should in any way not be responsible for somebody doing the wrong thing. Shachab Urcha, Karshmul Alei the Rav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu protected Rav. And I saw fascinating. There was a machlaikis about a woman who was an aguna. If her husband really was dead and she could get remarried or not. The Beis Yosef said that we don't have conclusive proof that her husband was dead. The Ramah held there was conclusive proof that the husband was dead. And the woman was prepared to get married based on the Pesach of the Ramah. What happened was that the husband really wasn't dead. But the husband died wherever he was. Why? Because if she would have gotten married, then it would have come out that the Ramah was the one that caused the woman to be over the Aver of Ish. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Gemara says, doesn't want Tzaddikim to be the cause of people doing Averis. Lo Yu'una L'Tzaddik Halavin, the person died. And the Mefarshim explained that's why we could understand when we learned Masechet Yevamos and we had the sugyas of Aguna, the Gemara says that even if somebody fell into a ocean, Mayim She'en Lem Soif, if we don't have testimony that he's dead, we can't allow his wife to get remarried. And it's a very difficult Gemara to understand. If you have Rechmana Letzlon, Lo Yaleinu Lo Yaleichem, a person that falls into the Atlantic Ocean, what are the chances that that person survived? Very, very unlikely. Yet the halacha is we can't allow the wife to get remarried. Why? Because the Mefarshim explained. Because let's say the person is still alive. And a Rav, however, will say, we saw him drown. Then he'll taka die. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want that a tzaddik should cause Chas v'Shalom somebody should pass away. So that's why only when we know for sure that he is no longer alive can the Rav paskin that the aguna is mutter. There's an interesting story from the Chassam Sofer. I saw two versions of the story, the same point. Similar, there was a woman that came to Chassam Sofer with a question if she was an aguna, if she could get remarried. And the Chassam Sofer, after studying the issue, felt that the woman is allowed to get remarried. And he was going to write a tshuva to that effect. And every time he sat down to write the tshuva, something came up prevented him from writing the tshuva. And the Chassam Sofer said, this is a very interesting. I've written hundreds of tshuvas, and I write the tshuvas. Why is this tshuva, every time I want to write it, something comes up? They must be teaching me min hashamayim that I shouldn't write this tshuva. Another version I saw was that he wrote the tshuva, and after he wrote the tshuva, they didn't have ballpoint pens like we did. They had ink. The entire ink poured out over the tshuva and obviously couldn't be read. He said, that didn't happen accidentally. They're showing me Layunu Letzadik Kalavin. Says the Gemara, Am Rav Chinen Abba Shalmi Mishmei the Rav. Kivin Shenit Kishinav Shal Adam. Once a person gets older, his teeth start falling out, Nismatim is on Isaf. He has to be worried about his panosa. Shenema Gam Nikoin, the Pasuk says in Omis, Gam Nikoin Shinayim B'kol Ereichem, is this people older in your cities missing their teeth, V'choyis Alechem B'kol Mechem Seichem. So Mepharshim first tried to discuss, how does this Gemara come here? So the simple pshat is, that it's Rav Chinen B'Shalmiyah, is the same Rav Chinen B'Shalmiyah that we said the previous Gemara. That's one pshat, simple pshat. The one that asked the question for Rav in the previous Gemara. Another pshat that I saw is that our entire perek has been discussing what happens, the halacha changes as a person gets older. We saw in yesterday's shir, ketana, nara, the din of dam besulim changes. Here too we see that things change as one gets older. Another pshat that I saw is as follows. We all know that the Torah HaKadosh in Parashas Bereishis teaches us that Adam v'chava after the chait of the Eitz Hadas were cursed. Adam was cursed that b'zayis apecha tarb alechem, toich alechem, and Chava was cursed haba arba itzvonech, that she'll have labor will go, childbirth will be complicated. So, explain the Mefarshim. A person is born, so he shouldn't be subject to the curse of that Adam and Chava. But if the person makes the same mistake as Adam and Chava, and also doesn't do what he's supposed to do, so then he deserves the same curse that they did. So the Gemara is saying, the older a person gets, that's why the Parnassa is harder, just like Adam Rishon deserved the Klala. If he doesn't act appropriately, he deserves the Klala. And similarly, the woman, the older she gets, as we spoke in the previous year, she has more dam, again, because if she didn't act as she should have, she deserves that curse. So Mefarshim explained, why indeed, as a person gets older, does his panasa go down? Does his panasa get affected negatively? The Pashup Shot is, because the older you get, the less energy you have, so it's harder to work. So your panasa is more of an issue. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw is that very much connected to the vart that we just said. A person starts the world, starts off in life with a clean slate. But once he doesn't act, the older he gets, so there has to be a din v'cheshbon. I saw along the same line pshat as follows. A person is born, so everything we have is all chesed Hashem. It's all chasdei Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, lends it to us, and now he sees how we pay him. So if we do what we're supposed to do, so that's the payback. If we don't necessarily do what we're supposed to do, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the payback, he takes away the panasa. Another pshat that I saw is, why is panasa specifically connected to the teeth? Why does the Gemara use the teeth as the metaphor for somebody who doesn't have panasa? So the simple pshat that I saw the Mefarshim give is because everything in life has to have where the bracha should be. So if a person has panasa, so Baruch Hashem has the ability to buy food and eat good food, expensive food. But I saw another pshat. If you look at all the organs of a person's body, the organ that is the least connected to us are the teeth. Typically, a person, Baruch Hashem, doesn't lose his hands, doesn't lose his feet. He loses his teeth. People's teeth fall out. People, explained the Mefarshim, have a tendency of defining a person. How do I define who's an important person versus I defining a person who's unimportant? The way I define him is if he has his teeth, is if he's wealthy. So the Gemara says that's the wrong thing to do. Just like the teeth don't really mean anything, because the teeth come and go, so does money come and go, and that's not the way to define who is or who isn't an important person. So the Masha says, so what do we need to know if a person is older, that his panasa will be hard, will be more difficult? What's the point of this Gemara? So one pshat the Masha says, is that a person, given that he learns this Gemara and knows that as he gets older, panasa may be more difficult, should be careful to put away money for old age. That's one pshat. Another pshat, he says, is that a person, when he's older, should be more concerned to daven for panasa, because daven panasa at an old age is more of an issue than panasa at a young age. The Mefarshim do say, however, that doesn't apply to Talmid HaChachamim. Because the Gemara says, I think it's Gemara Masechta Kedushin, Talmid HaChachamim kosman shem maskinim daton misyashevus aleihem, they mature and they grow, and therefore Talmid HaChachamim, we don't need to be concerned about his panasa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of him. Although I did see a fascinating vart. There's a very difficult Rashi. I was always bothered with this Rashi. The pasuk says that Yosef kept Shimon in Mitzrayim, sent the Shvatim back to Yaakov, and said, I want you to come back with Binyamin. And Yaakov didn't let. And the pasuk says that Yehuda says, Rashi says, Hanach l'ois hazaken. Wait to that old man. Ad shetech l'prutim in a kiss. Until there won't be any money. And then he'll change his mind. So whenever I learned that Rashi, what's going on here? This is Yehuda speaking about his father Yaakov. So he calls him Hanach l'ois hazaken. That old man. That's the way Yehuda refers to his father. Shad is this Gemara. This Gemara is teaching us that older people have more of a concern about Panosa than younger people. So he said, Yehuda said, I know there's going to come difficult economic times. And Yaakov Avinu is a Zokain. Yaakov Avinu is an old person. And our Gemara taught us that an old person is more concerned about Panosa than a young person. That's when he's going to let Binyamin go. This Gemara also, I saw, the Shevet HaLevi uses this Gemara to discuss the Shaila. Question that was asked to the Shevet HaLevi is a person, should he buy insurance policy that will bring him an income when he's older? So we've already discussed, I believe, in our Shiurim, Ramosha's tshuva about insurance policies. The Ramosha takes a very lenient approach to insurance policies because he says that insurance policies nowadays is a way of life. It's a way of business. So just like going to work is not considered a lack of bitachin, so buying insurance is not considered a lack of bitachin. Says Rav Vosner, the Shevet HaLevi. So the same thing in our Gemara. Buying an insurance policy is all part of when a person gets older. And our Gemara taught us that you got older, you have to be more concerned about panasa. Of course, he says in that tshuva, big bali bitachin, it's very much in line with what we said. Talmid Chachamim, if they have that amuna, maybe they don't have to be so concerned. So we learned in the Mishnah, Rasa void of base of if she already saw in her father's home. So says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, we learn in a Braisa, Rasa void of base of via beisela imrim kala laila shnoi v'nois la'ina shlema, we give her a whole aina. Ask the Gemara the kama aina shlema, what is the definition of aina shlema? Pirush of Shirin Gamliel, Laila v'chatzi yom. The definition of Aina is a whole night and a half a day. Ask the Gemara, Umi b'inin kulahai, is she indeed entitled to so much time? Vermini. Ask the Gemara, we learn in the Braisa. It's a Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah. Here we have a situation where a person has a wine press, an olive press, that got tamei, and he wants to kasher it. So it should be tahar. Hareshia Gitov, a base badov. Gitov is a wine press. Bas badov is an olive press. Timaeus. Ubike shlasoisim batara. Now he wants to be matara. Ketzer oisa. What is the kashering procedure? Hadafim. That's the board on which they put the grapes and the olives. Valulovim. They had such brooms that they swept the grapes and olives into a pile. Vahadoshim. That's the actual pit. Medicham. All you need to do is wash them out. Ha-kolim, that they used to put netting around the grapes and the olives. If they're made out of nitzorim, out of wicker, or they're made out of bitzputz, which is of hemp, made nagbon. You just have to do niguv. The Rishonim explained that niguv is a more serious type of cleaning than medichon. Shal shifa v'shal gemen. If the sheaf or gemid, which is a type of rover, miyashnan, you have to let them get old. The Rishonim debate, if the Braisa here only speaks about the kashering procedure. The Braisa doesn't speak about taking them to a mikveh. So some Rishonim, the Rambam says, you have to, of course, take them to everything to the mikveh as well. That what we're speaking here is about the kashering aspect, not the mikveh part. Other Rishonim, the Meiri says, they don't have to be taken to the mikveh. They're considered mechubel karka. Different reasons why mikveh is not required. Says the Gemara, v'kama miyashnan, what is the definition of leaving them to get old? Yud beis chaydish. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, menichan migas legas, we leave them from this year's season to next year's season, or mibad lebad, from this year's season of grapes to next year's season of grapes, and other, or from this year's season of olive to next year's season of olive. Ask the Gemara, Hainatanakam, so what's the difference from one season to the next? It's 12 months. So Farshim asks, no, it's not. Here, from this year's season to next year's season would be less than perhaps 12 months, because you have to take off the time for the season. So Farshim explained that everybody agrees that you can be able to use it next year. Why? Because if you can't use it next year, and you're going to have to have two sets of kalim, because to skip a year, nobody meant that. So practically, ask the Gemara, it's the exact same amount. So what is the nafkamina? Answer the Gemara, ikmenai chafiv afli. Some years the olives and the grapes come earlier, and some years they come later. So if you hold 12 months, it's always 12 months. If it's not 12 months, season to season could be sometimes more or less than 12 months. Actually, this halacha of 12 months is relevant la'alacha l'maisa. The shaila comes up very often. In two places is where they come up. One area comes up is we all have, or many of us have in our homes, dishes and plates that are made out of materials that can't be kashered. If it's Corel, if it's China. And let's say they become not kosher. That means you find a milchiga plate in your fleishiga dishwasher, or vice versa. Or you put meat on your dairy plates by mistake. So you can't kasher Corel, and you can't kasher China. So what are you supposed to do? You don't want to throw out the plate. So the Chacham Tzvi says that you should leave it unused for 12 months, and then you can do Hagola 3 times. Why? Because our Gemara is teaching us Miyashlam. The other place where it comes up, interestingly, is there are people, many people, who have the minig that on Pesach they don't eat kebrox. They don't eat food, matzah that comes in contact with water. But even the people who have that minig, on the last day of Pesach, on Achron Shel Pesach, they do eat kebrox. So the question is, many of these people who are careful about kebrox, all of Pesach, they're very, very concerned, and they make sure that there's no kebrox on any of the plates. And here, these very same plates, their Pesach pots and pans and dishes, will become kebrox, because they're eating kebrox food on the last day of Pesach, and they're going to use those pots and pans and dishes next year Pesach. The answer is, next year Pesach is 12 months away. But the question is, it isn't 12 months away, because you eat kebrox on the 8th day of Pesach, and you're going to start using your pots and pans at the latest on the first day of Pesach, so you're 8 days short. So the Pesach can say, from here we see, that when the Gemara says 12 months, it doesn't have to be 12 months. If it's close to 12 months, it's also good enough. Although I did see that there are people that have the two differences. Number one, Gebrox is not really halachically not usser. It's a minig. One. And number two, there are people that only eat Gebrox on the last day of Pesach when the following year will be a leap year. If the following year will be a leap year, indeed you'll have more than 12 months from the last day of Pesach till the first day of Pesach. In a regular year, as we just explained, they won't eat kebrox on their pots and pans and plates. Continues the Gemara. Rav Yosemer, haroitz latar miyad, if somebody wants to not wait to kasher, not wait 12 months, magilim beroitzchen, he does hagola with boiling water, echoltim emezesim. Most mepharshim explain that you use the olive juice, but it has to be boiling. Rav Shimon Gamliel, I'm Mishnah Rav Yosi, another way of kashering. Menich and Tachat Sinar, they put under a pipe, Shemeim Mikalchim, that the water is coming out strong, steady, or it's put into a spring, Shemeim of Reitfin, that the water is, again, flowing strongly. For how long should it be left there? The Kama Aina. So that's what's relevant to our ship, because we're speaking about Aina. Concludes the Braisa. Kederach Sha'amr B'yayin Nesach. Whatever is the process that needs to be used to kasher Kalim from Yayin Nesach, Kach Amr B'Taris is the same process for Taris. Ask the Gemara, this statement that the Braisa concludes with is a difficult statement. Klapalaya, B'Taris Kamainen. We're speaking about Taharis. Says the Gemara, what the Braisa means to say is Kederach Sha'amr B'Taharis, whatever procedure was said should be used for Taharis, Kach Amr B'Yayin Nesach, that's the same procedure that should be used for kashering B'Yayin Nesach. But the Braisa said it should be kept under the running water for Aina. Ask the Braisa for Kama Aina. Ask the Gemara, how long is the Aina? Amr Chibar Abba, Amr Yochanan, o yom o laila, a night or a day. Rabchana shuna v'amalei Rabchana bash una amar rabba b'bachana amar Rabbi Yochanan. Chatzi yom chatzi laila. Comments the Gemara. V'amar Rav Shmuel l'Rav Yitzchak loy pligi. There really is no machlokes. Ha b'tkufas nishma tishrei. Which means as follows. The Gemara is saying that really the amount of time of Ayin is 12 months. 12 hours. But in the Nisan and in Tishrei, so those are the days where you have 12-hour days and 12-hour nights. But in the summer, you have longer nights and shorter days. In the summer, you have shorter nights and longer days. In the winter, you have longer nights and shorter days. So you have to borrow from the day or the night to get to the 12 hours. Hachinami asked the Gemara, back to our sugya, Eim Gabaneda, so why don't we say as far as Hilchas Nida similarly, Hachinami Gabaneda, Chatziyoyim Chatzilayla. Says the Gemara, but that's not what he said. V'halayla V'chatziyoyim Kaibna. Let's go back to the beginning of the sugya. The beginning of the sugya said that how long is an Aina? A Yoyim V'chatzilayla. And here was saying that it's either a night or a day. Answers the Gemara. Ela ilayla de nisan v'tishrei ichatziyoyim v'chatzilayla teis v'tamis. So that's why we have to reinterpret what the Gemara meant. It doesn't mean a whole night. It means in Tishrei and in nisan, it's a whole day or a whole night. But the Brisa meant a night and a half a day. It meant because we're talking about the summer. We have a short night, so the Brisa meant takes some of the day hours as we just explained. That's one teretz. Another teretz, says the Gemara, V'bayis eim eshanik suba demagi b'tfei, which means ad chasmi. Interesting Gemara, which means as follows. Normally an oin is indeed 12 hours. A night. But a wedding took place at night. And until the wedding takes place and it ends, most of the night, or a good part of the night, is over. Says the Gemara, why? Because they took a long time repairing the ksuba. And I saw the Sefer Sharm Tzion of Halacha says, why did it take so long to prepare a ksuba? He says, because having a ksuba properly written, there's two purposes to have a ksuba properly written. One is chas v'shalom, if this marriage dissolves. So the way the names are written in the ksuba will be the way it's written in the get. And we know if a get doesn't have the names written properly, then the get is possible. But the other reason, he says, is because a ksuba is a school of shalom bayis. A properly written ksuba is a school of shalom bayis. So everybody used to spend a lot of time, and they didn't have pre-printed ksubas like we had now. Now we have nowadays. Every word was written out, and they wanted to make sure that it was written properly because every couple we want should have baruch shem shalom bayis. That's why, even though they normally ought to only get yoyim v'layla, as is normally the halach and hilchas nida, and as the Mefarshim explained, and we said this when we learned the sugyas of Vestas, because it's the night time or the morning time that have an effect on the oina. Here, since you lose a good part of the night to the wedding and to the ksuba, that's why we give them time into the day as well. Furthermore, I saw that the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed says from here we see that a wedding should take place at night. Because the Gemara doesn't speak about the possibility that the wedding took place by day. The Gemara says the wedding took place at night, and most of the night goes by until the wedding is over. Says the Gemara. Rav Shmuel, says the Gemara, that even though we learned in the Mishnah that depending on the age, you may get more time, and this is the halacha, halacha boil beils mitzvah pirish, that a psula, a person marries a psula, you only do the bias mitzvah and you have to stop. Why? So there are a number of explanations that the Mefarshim give. Some Mefarshim explain that we're concerned that the bia may cause dam nida to come. Others say, we'll speak about this in Mitzvah tomorrow here, there's a concept of dam chimud, and here there's nothing more than the moment that the chasan kala meet for the first time, and therefore that could cause bia. Another pshat, that could cause dam nida, not dam basula. Another pshat is that this is a chasan kala getting married for the first time, and we're concerned that they're not going to be familiar with all of the halachas that we've been discussing. So that's why Chazal said, boil, boil, mitzvah, they should do a bias mitzvah, or perish, and immediately they should not do any more bias. Another pshat, very similar, is when we speak about Hilchas Nida, as we've been learning most of the Masechta, so this is a recurring cycle in a woman's life. So we have to get the exact parameters. This woman, this is a one-time event, so that's why Chazal felt we should be machmer. The nafkamina between these reasons is, what would be the halacha if somebody marries a woman who's not a psula? So if we're concerned about somebody other, if we're concerned about dam chimud, then dam chimud could even be by a woman that already is not a psula. The other reasons may only apply to a woman who is a psula, and that's the halacha, that she has, that a woman that we do be a mitzvah, and she's a psula, and even if there was no dam, the chassan has to treat her like a nida. The one exception in the halacha goes back to something that we discussed previously in our shiurim, that normally a woman cannot start counting the Zayin Nekiyim until 5 days after she sees dam. This woman could start counting the Zayin Nekiyim after 4 days, not 5 days. Maser of Chizda asked the Gemara Maisa. We learned the Gemara Nasan Lai Rebbe Dal Lailas Mitoch Yud Beis Chaydish Amalei Haduri Africha Lamalei Esam Asnisim. If you want to ask Kasha, you could have asked from the Mishnah. The Mishnah teaches us you get more night. Who sava maisa rav? No. The reason you prefer to ask the question from the Braisa than from the Mishnah is because the Braisa represents not just a theoretical point. That's exactly what was done. So how could Rav and Shmuel say, Boilus Mitzvah Pirish? Here we see that it wasn't that way. Become Mokum. L'Rav and Shmuel Kasha, answers the Gemara, in the Dovid Rabbi Seinu. Rav and Shmuel were following the Rabbi Seinu. The Tanya, Rabbi Seinu, Chozra Nimnu, Boil, Bilas Mitzvah Pirish. And when Rav and Shmuel said their opinion, they were following that opinion of the Tanon. Amma Ula, Kehavba Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish B'Tanoikis. When Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish were learning Perik Tanoikis, Rashi says, our Perik, which is called Perik Tanoikis, Lava mask minay elik the mask talim bekarba. They didn't learn anything more. Masayim vehachi boil boils mitzvah parish. Just like it's taken out of a field, just like a fax takes from the plowed field, that the halacha just a little dust. Here too explains Rashi. They didn't follow what the Mishnah says. That the Mishnah gave us all the various guidelines. They said that the halacha is not like the Mishnah, but no matter what, boil bills mitzvah parish. Amalei Rav Abba Ravashi, El Matabal Nefesh La Yigma Bayasa. It was so concerned, as we just explained, that the bia causes dam, so then we should even be more machmer and not let him complete his bia. Because we need to be concerned that during the bia she became a nida. And the halacha is that if a woman becomes a nida during the bia, he has to wait until his aver goes down and only then complete the bia. Go, Amalei, if we're going to go that far, liben neiv kvaya pirish, and that's why the halacha is boil bil smitzvah pirish, but we allow him to complete the bia smitzvah. Tana Abon, says the Braisa, the kulin shay yeshoifas dam ubois mitoich lailas lachalaila. In a situation that the Mishnah said, going back not to Rav and Shmuel, but the Mishnah says that certain situations we allowed him to do bia for 4 nights. Or in certain situation the Mishnah said, "B'toich laila, lacha laila," that she's only allowed to do bia, they're only allowed to do bia all night long. But let's say the dam continued past that time. Kulan tzrichen levdas satma. They have to do a bedika, says the Gemara. They have to do a bedika. Is this dam, the same type of dam that was coming till now, or different? Continues the Braisa. Ubekulan Rameya Machmaka de Beis Shammai. Rameya follows the opinion of Beis Shammai, which means that a ktana, not like Beis Hillel, who Beis Hillel said, Dalok is Achatich Yamaka. Rameya holds like Beis Shammai, that she only gets Dalad Lailos. Furthermore, according to Beis Hillel, a Nara gets four Lailas. According to Beis Shammai, she only gets one Laila. So says the Gemara, Rameya followed the opinion of Beis Shammai. And furthermore, says the Gemara, Visharius Shebein Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The other situations where there's a machloikis between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, where it's not a situation of Shafas, Holach Achamar Adomim. Still, Rameya says we have to look at the actual dam. Shaya Rameya Oimer, could is the opinion of Rameya, we should always look at the dam to make a determination if it's dam besulim or dam nida. How do we make that determination? Okay, it's a dam nida edoim. Nida blood is redder. Dam besulim is not that red. Ena edom. Dam nida zium. The way the Mefarshim explained, it's more greasy. If you touch the dam, you have a greasy feel. Dam besulim enum zimum. Dam nidum bom and a makar. It comes more from the uterus. Dam besulim. Barmanat started. Comments the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yosi. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zu Divrei Rameya. That says you could look at the dam and make a determination what type of dam it is. And this is not a way to be able to tell if it's dam nid or dam besul.